the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem, they came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Unite them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks. He sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, in case you haven't noticed, my friends, here at Zion we can be, as they say, a stick in the mud. Indeed, I've been told that we Lutherans can come across as dull and unadventurous. Now, if we are not dull and unadventurous, we can be characterized as being old-fashioned or maybe too serious. While this critique may not be true in all cases and may be unfairly applied, I do believe that when it comes to this time of the year, that it just may be true. What am I talking about? I'm talking about today being the first Sunday of Advent. Yes, Advent, not Christmas. Instead of decking the halls and spreading holiday cheer, here at Zion, we will be entering into the season of Advent. In other words, while everyone else around us will start singing Christmas songs and Christmas carols and celebrating the ever-increasing joys of the Christmas season, we will follow in the footsteps of the ancient church and observe the season of Advent. To be sure, instead of an increasing ecstatic Christmas cheer, we will take another path and follow in the footsteps of the saints that came before us and walk through the season of Advent as they did before us. Now, considering this, please keep in mind that we are not observing the season of Advent to be a Christmas Scrooge, and we certainly are not trying to be the Grinch who stole Christmas, and we are not trying to prove some sort of point by being countercultural. No, it is none of these things. The real reason for us entering into the season of Advent is that we want to slow things down. Yes, I repeat, we want to slow things down. That is to say, as the culture around us goes into a holiday frenzy, and as marketers and businesses, as they actually ramp up advertising to create a holiday buzz that goes through the air, a buzz that will try to scoop each and every one of you, it will scoop you up in euphoric emotions, well, we here at Zion, yes, you and me, we will be doing the exact opposite. We are putting the brakes on everything, saying not so fast. Instead of jumping on the hectic Christmas bandwagon 4 weeks too soon with the rest of the world, we will instead slow down. We will slow down, my friends, and go through the season of Advent first. We will slow down and go through Advent with patience and with pause. We will go through the season of Advent so that we can have time to think about the things that tend to be uncomfortable to us, things that we do not want to think about, things like our own sin and our own pride and our own meanness and unbelief, things like our own dying and our hell-bent stubbornness. Indeed, we are planning on slowing down this Advent season, starting today, to actually contemplate our lives, to contemplate our sin, contemplate reality itself, and to contemplate God's Word. We will take pause. We will pause so that we might be gifted repentance. We will pause so that we might be prepared for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day that await us at the end of the season of Advent. We will slow down so that we do not get swooped away and rushed through the essence of what Christmas is, the precious message of Christmas for us. Considering all of this, we may secretly protest, though. We may protest the whole idea of Advent ourselves, saying this, but why should we be driven to gloom and despair when everyone around us is plunging right into the joy of the angels and the marvel of the shepherds and as well Frosty and Santa and candy canes and all the Christmas glitter that goes with all of that? Dear friends, we must keep in mind that the world sees no need for Advent. The world has no use for Advent because the world sees no need for repentance. That is right. The world sees no need for repentance, and it sees no reason to prepare for Christmas because it does not understand Christmas itself. Tragically, the world around us only cares about Christmas parties, bright tinsel, the glimmer of decorations, and getting as many treasures under that tree as possible. The world does not understand the real meaning of Christmas, for it is blinded in unbelief. Therefore, Advent is of no use to the world. You, though, yes, each and every one of you, you, though, are not of the world, but you are of Christ. For you are baptized into his death and his life. And as one of God's baptized, you know that repentance must come before faith, that confession must come before absolution, that John the Baptist must come before Christ, that Mount Sinai must surely come before Mount Calvary, that law must come before gospel, and yes, Advent must come before Christmas. In other words, since Advent means coming, you know that we are in a season where we are being prepared for something that is coming, that being the message of Christmas, which is yet to come. We know that Advent is a time for the Holy Spirit, through the Word and sacraments, to work past all that bright blinking lights, the holiday buzz, and the shopping thrills in order to stir up within us, within our hearts, a hunger and a thirst, so that we can anticipate, that we can hope, and that we can long for the Lord Jesus Christ who comes from heaven to earth to save us from our sins. So today, for our first Sunday of Advent, we consider the story of Jesus coming to Jerusalem on a donkey. Now, it seems odd to hear this Palm Sunday lesson on the first day of Advent because it is indeed somewhat odd. But as we consider this story a bit more closely, it all begins to make sense to us. Consider this a moment. Why was Jesus riding on a donkey? Where was he traveling to? The obvious answer is that he was riding into the city of Jerusalem, but why was he going to Jerusalem in the first place? The answer, he was going towards Calvary's cross. Yes, Jesus was riding on a donkey towards his death on the cross. He was riding on a donkey towards the encounter with sin and the world itself. He was traveling towards the cross to battle and conquer nothing less than our sin, our death, and hell itself, all for us. He was writing to be the sacrifice for all time and for all people. Therefore, as we contemplate this gospel lesson this first Sunday of Advent, we realize that the whole intent, the whole purpose of Jesus riding into Jerusalem and coming to humanity in that manger some 2,000 years ago was to draw near a cross in order to forgive sinners such as yourself and me as well. In other words, our gospel reading shows us that the Lord of the universe was not content. I repeat, he was not content to leave us in our sin, but rather set out to pursue us and to remedy the problem of sin. Now, do you see what is going on here in our text this first Sunday of Advent? As Advent slows us down to contemplate the reality of our sin, we simultaneously hear at the very same time in our gospel reading the reality that Jesus traveled towards a cross to conquer that very sin that we contemplate. What this means is this. As we slow down and are driven to repentance of our sins in thought, in word, and deed, we're actually prepared to receive the goodness of the Savior who came at Christmas. Otherwise stated, through the season of Advent and our gospel reading from today, we are granted a greater clarity and soberness to understand, to appreciate, and relish in the reason why Jesus was born some 2,000 years ago. He was born, my friends, to set you free. He was born to come and deal with the very sin that is brought to light during this Advent season. He was born to die for sinners such as me and such as yourself. Dear friends, the Christmas gospel, yes, the Christmas gospel is a message for sinners only. And only those who acknowledge their sin can understand the true meaning of Christmas. Only hearts that are gifted repentance can receive the fullness of that joy that comes from the message of Christmas. A joy, may I remind you, that is brighter than the tinsel and considerably more satisfying than the endless rounds of parties, and assuredly sweeter than the sweetest of all candy canes. Truly, Advent, it causes us to be aware of our sin and to wait and anticipate the gospel, to long for the Lord who comes with forgiveness and life and salvation for us. This waiting, though, does not happen by us pacing back and forth or twiddling our thumbs in boredom. This waiting for the salvation does not happen when we are by ourselves, secluded in our houses. No, you and I anticipate, we wait, and we hope for the Lord by coming to this church together, such as right now, to pray together, to sing together, and to receive from the Lord. We come here to journey towards Christmas together, to hear once again about the one who came to sinful mankind to rescue and deliver us from our choices for death. We come to this church and we wait for the Lord to come to us in his word and sacraments. We come to this church together to wait for that great last day when the Lord will return to take us home forever and ever. The world's Christmas has already begun, my friends. The sales are on, if you haven't noticed. The decorations are up. The parties have started. The Black Friday fights at Walmart have already occurred. The Christmas race has begun. And yet, in the church, we wisely slow down. We take each day of Advent with patience, peacefully waiting for the day of Christmas to draw upon us, where we will hear the grand news that the Son of God came to live, die, and rise for our justification. We go slowly through Advent. Yes, we go slowly through Advent, baptized saints, beholding and knowing that Jesus came to us in that manger, came to us at the cross, and will come to us again at the very end of time. We journey through Advent, considering that the same King who was born in that manger and went to the cross is the same King who comes to us in our baptisms and the same King who comes to us in, with, and under the bread and the wine. Advent is not some stick in the mud, and it is not some old-fashioned, unadventurous tradition. But my friends, this day we acknowledge that Advent is a beautiful gift. It is a gift that prepares you and prepares me for Christmas itself. It prepares us to confess these words, words that we hear today, Hosanna, that is, save us right now, Jesus. Save us from our bondage to our sinful nature. Save us and be our righteousness. To you alone, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all glory, now and ever, and unto all the ages of ages. Blessed baptized saints, may the Lord bless our Advent season here at Zion as we travel patiently and slowly to the season of Christmas, together in repentance and faith. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.